This story was written by Bob Brody. I was estranged from my family. I returned one Thanksgiving. Family breakups are not unusual, research tells us. It's a silent epidemic, one psychologist says. Every Thanksgiving, families across the United States come together to celebrate in a spirit of gratitude. In the classic scenario, we gather round to express appreciation for the food we eat, the clothes on our backs, and the roofs over our heads. These images of traditional holiday festivities are engraved in our hearts from childhood. But all too often, a seat at the dining room table remains empty because someone has intentionally absented himself. For years, I was just such a person, estranged from my family, AWOL from the dinner table. Yet I finally made my way back. More than 1 in 4 people, 29%, describe themselves as estranged from an immediate family member, including grandparents, in a 2022 YouGov survey of more than 11,000 Americans. That ratio is consistent with other research, including a 2020 study from the Cornell Family Estrangement and Reconciliation Project, showing that 27% of adults over 18 are estranged from a family member. It's a silent epidemic, says Joshua Coleman, a clinical psychologist who wrote the book Rules of Estrangement: Why Adult Children Cut Ties and How to Heal the Conflict. Family estrangements are now possibly considered more accepted and acceptable. Estrangement's health effects. A study this year looked at how estrangement affected the health of 2,609 mothers and 5,590 adult children. Those who cut ties with each other reported worse self-rated health than those still in touch positively. But while 17% of mothers reported poor or fair self-rated health, only 9.5% of adult children indicated the same. Researchers also uncovered patterns of prevalence according to gender. Only 6% of respondents reported estrangement from mothers, whereas 26% reported the same from fathers. Similarly, daughters were less likely than sons to fall out with mothers, but slightly more inclined to turn away from fathers. Many studies show how and why family estrangements can threaten our health, mind, and body alike. But there is also evidence that family breaks can be good in some cases. In a survey conducted by the nonprofit Stand Alone and the Center for Family Research at Cambridge University, some 80% of the 807 people who responded reported some positive outcomes of their experiences of estrangement, such as greater feelings of freedom and independence. The health consequences can be two-sided, both positive and negative, says Rin Retjek, a professor of sociology at Ohio State University and author of an upcoming book on family estrangement. Estrangement might, in fact, even be health protective in the long run if you're leaving an unhealthy relationship. Estrangement can be a reprieve from ongoing negative relationships that take a toll, says Lucy Blake, developmental psychologist, senior lecturer in psychology at the University of the West of England, and author of No Family is Perfect, A Guide to Embracing the Messy Reality. She adds, people can feel freer and safer. How to cope. But what should you do if you're estranged from a relative? Let it be and just make do, or reach out and try to reconnect? The answer from a range of experts is this. It depends on your circumstances and varies by each individual. No advice is a one-size-fits-all. Some may fare best with a family therapist, others with a support group. In cases of a parent-adult-child break, Coleman encourages parents to write a letter to their child. The letter could say, "Maybe you can help me better understand how to help you heal your pain," he says. No criticism, no complaining, no finger-pointing. You would take responsibility for having blind spots as a parent. Ultimately, you would express empathy and seek to make amends. The holidays can be a difficult time for anyone estranged, says Christina M. Sharp, an associate professor of communication at Rutgers University and a director of its Family Communication and Relationship Lab. But I'm unsure there a better or worse time for reconciliation. The right time could be any time. My story. More than 20 years ago, I broke away from almost everyone in my family. On the whole, I had long felt neglected, a black sheep, an afterthought. In 2009, I resolved to start fresh with my family. I was overdue to try to tie up, or at least untangle, some nagging loose ends. I realized my relatives, and I, might deserve a second chance. And besides, none of us was getting any younger. I decided to go family member by family member to reconnect. My mother, then 80, came first. It was she with whom I had suffered the deepest, most troubling rift. Our long overdue reunion in my hometown in New Jersey went as I had hoped. We talked it all through, what happened and why, and how we felt now. I'm sorry, I finally said. I'm sorry too, my mother said. We held hands and hugged. And that was that, mother and son once again on speaking terms. Encouraged by this breakthrough, I would attempt the same with other close relatives over the next few years. As in my case, many family estrangements are temporary. One study based on national survey data found that 81% of estranged adult children reported reconciling with their mothers and 69% with their fathers. So it turned out to be for me as well. I no longer wished to live in a state of vacillating ambivalence about breaking apart from my family. Emotionally, I felt at once equally healthier and unhealthier about it, and for that matter, equally in both the right and the wrong. On Thanksgiving 2013, I patched together the final shards of my shattered family life. I reunited with relatives I'd last seen 16 years earlier. There, I reestablished my relationships with my father's two sisters, then 85 and 79, as well as three of my first cousins. "This is a landmark occasion for me," I said. "You're family," Aunt Zelda told me. "You'll always be family," Aunt Gail chimed in. We each then took turns at the dining room table citing our causes for gratitude. "I'm just grateful to be welcomed back into the fold," I said.